and girls, welcome back to the Jam It in Your Box Office season here at the Sloppy Horror Podcast. It's the season where we are taking the top horror movies at the box office from the 80s and 90s and having them face off to decide which decade gave us the better horrors at the box office. Now, the film we are covering today is a big one. A good one? Well, that's debatable in 2024. But in 1998, Halloween H2O was not only effective, but beloved by many. There are many Halloween fans who will put H2O in their top three installments within the franchise. The fact that many of us forget is slasher films are often victims of being stuck in the year they were made. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Many of us who grew up with the films can see past it. But what about the younger generations who didn't watch it as a kid? Will it resonate the same? The point I'm trying to make is an iconic mass killer placed in a film laced with current pop culture will generally always succeed. But will it age is another question. On today's episode, we will be jumping back 25 years and diving into this movie to see if it stands the test of time. So wherever you're joining in from, we appreciate you more than you know. Without any further introduction, here is our take on Halloween H2O. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Sloppy Horror Podcast. I am your host and your scary movie companion. Please do not forget that part. I'm here when you need me. And back again with me is the best producer in the whole entire world, actually. I know this to be a fact. His name is Mr. Ozark Mark. And what we're doing today is... Mark, I can't hide the excitement. We're back-to-back slashers. Last week, we did A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, and this week, it's Facing Off. And when I say Facing Off, we're facing off these scores. We're doing 80s versus the 90s. We got Halloween H2O. It's another legendary franchise. Debatable if it's a legendary installment. We'll get into that later. But I'm happy to have you here, folks. I'm happy to have you folks here. And it's like, look, guys, if you're a weirdo that gives a shit about Nightmare on Elm Street or Halloween in April or March, yeah, I started with April. It's March. But if you're doing it in March, you're my type of people. And, you know, welcome home. Welcome home. Mark, how are you down there?
Yeah. What up, all you slop nuts? We're back here with more hot fucking cuts to go right up in your corn butts. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's a good time down here. And we're about to be putting, spraying, spewing all sorts of good times all up in your ear holes or your eyeballs, depending on, you know, what platform you're on here.
How you viewing?
This is great. We're knee deep in jamming up in your box office. As you may know, we got two legendary battles going on here. We're in the eights. We're in the year of the eights, and now we're in 1998.
Yeah,
and with 1998, we're talking about Halloween H20. You know what I'm saying,
Mark? You got it all wrong,
huh?
Halloween water.
Dude, you know what I noticed? You know what I fucking noticed?
About Halloween this? Water. You know what That's my favorite movie.
You got that Halloween water. You know what pisses me off, too, about this? Is there's no water.
Yeah.
In this fucking movie.
Not, yeah.
How are you going to call it H2O and there's no fucking water? I don't think anybody's even drinking water.
No. What year did Waterboy come out? You know, they probably had to make that just to make up for this. They're like, this is bullshit.
It was close in the time periods. But yeah, we're talking, Halloween H2O. What a treat this will be.
Do you remember what Elm Street 4 scored last week by chance off the top of your noggin?
No.
All right.
Let me try and go through my brain here. Casting, you put it at?
1.5.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We're not even going to go down this road because I don't remember, and we're going to butcher it. I think it was like a 6.
Yeah. I want to say 6.5. Like, that was my initial thought.
I think it was 6.
We can find that out, but that's not a big deal. But we do... The whole thing of this is, like, some people have said... When I put out an episode or a TikTok, if you will, that said, hey, we're going to be battling the 80s versus the 90s. Some folks were like, oh, 80s had way better horror movies. And I said, well, that's not the whole concept of the season. We're taking the best at the box office. We got to see what's happening there. Because
for some reason, some movies just happen to become number one. Some stay big movies throughout the years. Like, you know, the number one movie at a box office can live there for a long time. We could still talk about it years later. But there are also ones where you're like, dude, I've never even heard of this movie. And that's a shocker for me. If I can go without hearing about your movie and it's in the top 10 of that year, that's kind of weird. Well, hold on. This just in, 6 out of 10. You're correct. It was 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10 altogether.
I knew it.
All right. I wanted to clarify.
I shouldn't have known that because I'm the one that fucking made it.
I know. Dude, I don't even know where to begin with this.
Yeah, I don't either. But it's your show, so you have to pick a part. Pick a spot. Pick a starting point.
I don't know
point.
Where to begin with this. And also, if you're viewing here on the video on YouTube, first off, thank you so much. Do us a favor and make sure to subscribe to the show because that way you can stay up on all of the latest audio content, but it makes it all worthwhile for us. But also, number two, you may have noticed there's no audio intro this week.
That's, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, usually I have an intro every week, and I still do have intros every week, but we are going to limit those to the audio episodes. It makes it a little bit more cohesive for the video episode. That's just how it's going to work. Now,
deal with it.
Things are getting better around here. This lighting situation isn't bright on me, but I'm going to have better lights next week. We're going to have some ballasts up.
Well, better lights, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have some ballast up, so we're going to look good.
Okay.
Because honestly, we have a lot of shit to hang from down here.
I like the low light because I'm ugly.
Well, I do too, but I'm dark over here, dog. I'm Wesley Snipes
darkness,
over here.
Darkness, everybody, darkness.
Yeah. You can't see me.
Because we like it creepy, because it's a horror podcast. Anyway,
well, I like that.
All right, enough with the jibber-jabber here. Let's get into this shit. Just do something. Do what you usually do. What do you got?
Halloween Water. This movie...
Stop saying that.
...is the victim, or maybe not the victim, but the prime example of what happened post-Scream. So a bomb went off in the 90s. We're not going to get into this as we always, as we have before, but when Scream came out, changed the genre of slasher. Slashers were old and dying. Slashers were 78 to 84. From 84 to the 96, the genre was in trouble. There were good movies that came out, but there wasn't what it was, and it needed a new direction. Scream did that. It gave us young people that were kind of hip and witty. It just changed it from being corny to almost like a hip teen movie or show. And that's what happened. You started seeing more attractive young actors. And this is just the wake of that. All right. This is just the wake of that. And we've got some big characters in here. Obviously, we got Josh Hartnett with his bad haircuts. He's back in here. We have Jamie Lee Curtis. I've heard a few different ideas where the idea of this movie came from. And she definitely was at the helm of getting it made. I don't know if it was solely her idea because she tends to be a person that likes to take a lot of credit nowadays, which is unfortunate. She's kind of become a little pretentious, and it makes me a little annoyed. I respect her as an actress and her place within the genre, but she's a little annoying when it comes to the horror genre, in my opinion. So we have her returning, all right, as Laurie Strode, which is, I mean, let's just call it how it is. I mean, we're not going to get deep into the new ones, but, I mean, the franchise has changed. But this is another annoying part about the newer ones, in my opinion, is the fact that Laurie Strode was gone from the franchise before. We had the first two Halloweens, 1978, 1981. Both of which had Laurie Strode. The second one really mainly mentioned that it was his sister, but obviously, as we alluded to before, the opening scenes of the original Halloween, he's killing his other sister. Not too far-fetched. Not too crazy. Also, John Carpenter, who incorporated the storyline. Don't forget that, okay? Now, we move to part three, Season of the Witch. Cool movie. Different story. 4 and 5, they really focus on young Jamie Lloyd, you know, young Danielle Harris, like the niece element. That's what they went for. Obviously, her daughter, Laurie Strode's daughter. Now, Laurie is not in those movies, mentioned, but not in it. Part of the story. Jamie Lee Curtis fucking comes back, right? She comes back. After, because there's a Paul Rudd one. as well, you know, in between here. There's a lot of shit that happens. But she comes back as Laurie Strode, as his sister, with a son. And a whole story arc that, like, this movie was really popular when it came out. And it is a lot of people's favorite. I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't hold up as well. It is aging quickly. It is aging like milk on the counter in an August day. It is not great, and I blame a lot of the CGI mask, and then just a little bit of the culture, whatever. But we'll get into that more later. But this is a post-Scream movie. Also, Kevin Williamson, the person who wrote Scream, he had his hand in writing this. The credits go back and forth, but this was written loosely by like four different people, and this is a Miramax film or Dimension Films, which is Harvey Weinstein. At this time frame, like, because that's who made Scream. These people were fucking printing money in the 90s, all right? Like, you had Dimension doing their, you know, their horror shit. Miramax is doing shit like The Crying Games, Natural Born Killers, like all these movies that are just printing money. And then they had Scream, you know, some Halloween sequels. They had all kinds of money coming in the 90s. So they were crushing it. They were doing their thing. But they all kind of had that recipe of Scream. I would not say the Weinsteins exactly cared about horror, but one of their first movies was The Burning. So I can't say, like, they're obviously pieces of shit as people, you know, they were bad to women or whatever, but I'm talking their films alone. They cared about profit, but they ended up making some good horror movies in the process, all right? This is just a copy kind of paste of the Scream recipe. I did watch it a lot when I was little, but I'm going to go out here and say something to you right now. I'm going to go out here and say it to you right now. Watch these two movies again. Watch Halloween H2O and watch Halloween Resurrection and sit there with a straight face and tell me that H2O is miles ahead better than Resurrection. Resurrection gets a lot of hate because of Busta Rhymes. I like Busta Rhymes.
On that old Busta bus.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha!
You know,
hoo-ha!
I love Busta Rhymes.
I gotta go in, I gotta get in, and I go in, I get, you know.
I've spent, like, I remember in the 90s, going, you know, before going to school, you know, watching MTV in the morning when I still have, you know, music videos, and they have, like, Kurt Loder doing the news and shit, and just, there would be Busta Rhymes inside of a cheese grater with crazy suits on, you know, and the coolest videos ever. Like, they looked so cool. And where did the hate on Busta Bus come from? And this was the time of reality TV. And reality TV, you remember when that started and like people actually bought it all the time? Like they didn't realize that it was like a fake thing. But reality TV, like Big Brother, Survivor, like all these shows really, it took fire. I mean, I can't really say it ever went out. The fire's still burning. So Busta Rhymes comes in and does the Dangertainment. He's in Michael Myers' old house, and it's like a Big Brother kind of thing. That made total sense. I wasn't mad at Busta Rhymes fighting. He liked karate. He liked kung fu. What's wrong with that? I thought that was a funny aspect. It wasn't like Michael Myers was doing kung fu. Now, that would be ridiculous. All right, that would be ridiculous. That's only Freddy can do that. All right, we learned that last movie. But come on now. Halloween H2O is... Resurrection is the better of the two movies. I'm going to tell you right now, Halloween Resurrection is better than Halloween H2O. All right? You don't think so? Go back and watch them. And you try to tell me with a straight face, with Josh Hartnett's bad haircuts, that point where Josh Hartnett gets stabbed and he's like, ah! I can't. I laugh from the deepest part of my body, and I try not to, dude. Like, you ever have something that, like, actually you're, like, upset it makes you laugh, and you try to, like, I'm not going to laugh this time. Every damn time, dude. He gets stabbed. That scream. If that scream ever left my body, just leave me to die, bud. Just leave me to die. Actually, you take the night, and you get me for my final shot, all right? You don't want to be seen with me after that scream, all right? But that's how I feel. And I like Busta Rhymes a little bit more than I like LL Cool J. All right? I like Busta Rhymes a little bit more than I like LL Cool J. So, I like Resurrection more. Am I saying either one of these two movies are at the top of the franchise? No. And do I love one by miles ahead of the other? No. But I like Resurrection more than I like H2O. I think it's a better movie. I do. The CGI mask in this is just really hard. I like the ugly mask from 4 and 5. I like them because they look weird. I think that, like, if it's too clean, it looks too clean. Like, I like that it's weird. But this was like, you're like, what am I looking at? What's happening here? Not saying that, I'm not saying the movie is all the way bad. I'm not stating that. But it's just something to point out. Now, before we go any further, Mark, I do think it's necessary to fill these people's shoes, though, because I am going to give a quick synopsis, but we need to kind of put people in the time. So let's do it.
Oh, boy. We about to fill them shoes. We about to fill them shoes. Yeah, I'm about to fill them shoes. We about to fill them shoes.
Oh, it's my head. Okay. This morning lunch will be... I'm going to have to go again. I don't understand people that have a problem with microphones. They're like, I'm nervous. I'm like, what are you nervous for? Just talk.
All right.
That being said, folks, this is a little segment we like to call Fill Them Shoes. All jokes aside, this is what we do. Movies are old. All right?
They're old.
Sometimes we're not talking about new movies. And as a matter of fact, this season, we're only talking about 80s and 90s movies. So we're going to try to put you in the shoes of what the hell was going on around this time frame. What was going on when this movie came out? And I think that's relevant. And this movie dropped on August 5th, 1998. Is that anybody's birthday? Is that anybody's birthday out here? That's what I want to know, because we're getting close. We've hit some birth years last year. We hit some birth years. Let's see. Yeah. And you know what else happened this year? Let's just start this off. Game Boy Color.
Oh, shit. That was revolutionary.
Shut the front door.
That was revolutionary.
Dude, these kids these days with their backlit screens. Like, you remember, being in the back of a car trying to, get street lights on your Game Boy?
You had to buy the light that attaches to it.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. It just glared on the screen. It didn't do anything.
Just 8 batteries.
It was awful.
It just 8 batteries. But that was the year that came out. It's a lot of fun. A lot of Pokemon for me. Had a lot of fun. So, things that were going on. Another debut year. You remember the fun TV show, Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Mm-hmm.
That came out the day this movie came out.
That's a classic show.
The day this movie came out. So, at this time, you want to take a stab at what the number one song was?
Genre.
R&B, two singers. Both of them have first names. Both of them black singers. One of them had a television show.
Two first names.
One of them went to prom with Kobe Bryant.
I give.
This would be... Come on, you know this.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't. Once you tell me, I'll know.
It's Brandy and Monica. That boy is mine.
Nope.
You know the song. You'd recognize the beat.
Probably. It's not coming to my brain. So
Girls know it.
I'm sure they do.
They do.
I'm sure they do.
They do. All right. So let's run down the movies.
A lot of carrots got, waxed to that.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot of beans got refried. You know what I mean?
Now, the number one movie at the time this dropped, Mark, maybe the best war movie of all time. One of which, Thomas Hanks, Thomas Sizemore, Matthew Damon. Bro, you're not kidding. You're kidding, right? 1998, best war movie. One of the best
The best war movie.
Yeah.
I thought you said horror movie.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. War.
Because when you say war and horror, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
You don't speak properly. You don't announce letters sometimes.
Enunciate.
Yeah, whatever.
That's you. All right. Go stick
no.
a poll. Who enunciates better on the show?
I know. Me. I just say the wrong thing because I'm an idiot, but you just don't say things fully. Saving Private Ryan, right?
You got it.
Yeah, damn right.
You got it. Saving Private Ryan is the number one war of conflict.
Thank you. So now I understand what you're saying now.
Okay.
With your face.
very funny movie that was also number two at the box office at this time, Something About Mary. You guys remember There's Something About Mary?
That's a good one.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Then third place, we had Halloween Water. And then... I'm going to go with Josh Hartnett. Dude, you were great in Halloween Water.
But he wasn't. That's the problem.
You were halfway decent.
Halloween Water.
Okay. So we have Parent Trap is underneath that. Guess what else was in there?
The Olsen. No, that's...
No, that was the other one.
Yeah, that was the other one.
They had two of the same movies at the same time. The one you're thinking, It Takes Two, but it was the same movie. Yeah. Like, there was, like, a British twin that was entitled and had a good life, and then, like, a little poor orphan one. And then they, like, met and switched places, and then they got their people together. Like, it's the same movie.
Yeah.
And no one's even mad about it.
No. That's okay. They do that shit all the time.
Yeah, you can't really say anything about poor kids because people frown upon that.
Yeah, really.
You know, little poor kids. Now, here's what else was in the box office at the time. Blade, Small Soldiers. You remember that little Chip Hazard?
Yeah.
Little Chip Hazard?
Oh, yeah.
Or the Gorgonites or whatever the hell they were, those little dudes. That was cool shit. All right. At this time also, Basketball. Do you remember that movie with the South Park creators? Basketball was a fun movie. I really enjoyed Basketball.
That's a great one. That's a classic.
Dude, if you guys ever get bored, and you, especially now, you're getting older and you don't have, if you don't have the wind to get older to, like, maybe play a game of 21, or if you don't have, you know, the energy to sit there and play a pickup game of ball, what you can do is get yourself some sidewalk chalk and draw a basketball court right there at your hoop. And it is so fun because you get a single, a double, a triple, home run. Like, it's a whole thing. And you can psych your friends out. You can't hit them or anything, but you can say shit while they're trying to make the shot. You can't get up in their grill, but, like, you know, we made, like, a space limit. Like, you can't get up in your grill. But it's, like, a really fun game, especially if you're older and you're not trying to kill yourself fucking playing a game of 21. Like, you're at the YMCA. Like, it's like, nah, we're just going to – it's like baseball stamina, but with – basketball, you know.
Exactly.
And that was a good one.
Yes.
Now, here's what else happened in 1998. You got to get with it, Mark. You got to get with it. Seinfeld, the final episode. All right?
Revolutionary.
76 million people tuned in for that.
I bet.
All right. Also that year, Titanic became the highest grossing movie of all time at the box office with 580 million. Came out the year before, but it was a December, bled into this. Seemed to be a strong financial move for people.
Who gives a fuck about the goddamn Titanic? Leave it alone.
It was a decent movie. I wasn't going to deny the movie.
You just watch it for the shipwreck.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the part you want to see. You want to see all that action go down. Nobody wants to watch the ship before. Fuck that. You want to wait for the ship to go down.
Tape two.
It's like going, tape two. It's like it's like watching Home Alone. You want to see them break in. It's like watching 8 Mile. You just want to watch the battles. It's the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you tell me that you don't watch Titanic for the shipwreck. Stop it.
Now, I do think this is going to be your strongest category always when it comes to the Fill Them Shoes. We have MLB, we've got NFL, and we've got NBA. And I want you to really, really think about... you know, who the NBA champs were in 1998?
Celtics.
No.
Heat.
No.
Hawks.
No.
Lakers.
No, sir.
Bulls.
Yes, this was a part of the three-peat for Michael Jordan.
I should know that, but yeah, I'm not a huge NBA fan.
So the 90s, actually, what's really weird with those, like, just briefly, like, if you, like, especially, like, if you go to the 90s and before, it's like, all you need to know with the 90s is the Bulls and the 2 years of Houston. Like, that's all you need to know. So that's, and then you go back and it's just, like, Celtics, Lakers, so, like, for a decade. Like, right. That's just how it worked. Hmm. So, got an idea on our MLB champs that year?
Yankees.
Yes. Yes, you've got it. All right, what about who won the Super Bowl that year? 1998, I hate this fucking...
Steelers.
No, it's an old man. He came back and he played for...
Green Bay.
No, this
Vikings.
Was... Well, it was who played Green Bay. It was the fucking Denver Broncos with John Elway. You remember his big old blockhead?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yep. So, and then my Kentucky Wildcats, they defeated Utah, and that was your NCAA basketball champs. So, you're playing Game Boy, right? You're playing Game Boy, you're hanging out, listening to Blade soundtrack, and you're watching Titanic. So, you're in 1998 with us. Welcome.
We're all the way in there.
Hello.
Welcome to 1998.
You want a little synopsis?
Yes.
Of Halloween Water. Yes. All right, I'm going to make this short and simple because it's a slasher. Michael Myers has come back for his sister, Laurie Strode, and we get reintroduced to her, who is Jamie Lee Curtis, and she has changed her name and become a professor at a co-ed school, and her son goes there, who is the Josh Haircuts, and he respects his mother. He knows about, like, her past and her tragedy, but, like, she very much is overbearing to him, doesn't let him do a lot of stuff, and he's like, he loves his mom and he gets it, but he knows she's an alcoholic and she's struggling, and he's kind of struggling because he's a young man, like 17, ready to cut loose, wants to be with his friends, and so it's hard because it's Halloween and her worries came true. Michael Myers came back, tries to get the family, tries to attack everybody, and that's pretty much all you need to know. That's the synopsis of Halloween Water. Short and sweet.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, because after that, you know what happens. It's just Michael Myers and kids. Like, that's okay. That's what happens. At the end of this movie, though, they didn't kill Michael Myers. They made it seem like it, but they didn't.
How the fuck did they not? She chopped his head off.
Cut the wrong guy's head off.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you've seen Halloween... I don't know if you saw Halloween Resurrection, but... He put his mask on a paramedic's head and he crushed his larynx so he couldn't talk. So that's how he came back.
Okay. All
right. Right.
That's fine. You know me. I'm not a big horror nerd. I've seen Resurrection before, but it's been a long time, so I don't really, I'd forget it, but.
And Bust the Bust is what you can remember from the movie.
He's the whole fucking point of it. Mm-hmm. Hello, Cool J's my favorite character in this movie.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
You know what's bullshit? LL Cool J, first off, let's just be real. Not many black guys are living in slasher films all the way to the end.
You can't kill LL Cool J.
Right. Now, there's some people will say that there's a bias against gender, and believe it or not, more men get killed in slashers than women. So, ladies, I don't want to hear that argument. But race, okay, I'll kind of hear you. I'll hear you a little bit. We'll call it what it is. But LL defies all odds. But you know what's bullshit? They made a made-for-TV version for this for, like, FX so it could be played, and they, like, shortened it up and whatever, and they took out the scene where he came back. And, like, the ending scene, they, like, took him out where he's, like, with Jamie Lee Curtis at the end to help. Like, they took all that out. So, like, if you watch the made-for-TV version, LL Cool J just died. Somebody at FX was like, fuck that, they ain't changing this. Sticking to the old guard. You're like, oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
Thought she was going to live, boy. I don't think so. Not my movie.
I love that he survived. Comes out and says, baby,
same.
He's like, baby, I got a great idea for this book. It's a thriller.
That was a part of it that was great. I really enjoyed that. And then I was like, you motherfuckers, you killed him in the fuck. You sons of bitches.
Racist bastards.
Sons of bitches. Didn't he live in Deep Blue Sea as well?
I don't remember.
Hold on. I got to replay that movie in my brain. Because honestly, that's the shark problem. There's only you can use any other wild animal and a movie will work. But if it's a shark, it just you got one or two. You can count on very few fingers. I heard that as a topic. I forget where I was hearing that. But I was like, dude, that's totally correct in shark movies. You just don't. That's a hard one. Shark movies are hard. But I feel like Deep Blue Sea was all right. It was all right. I like that one. I just can't remember what happened to LL, if he lived or died.
I don't remember either.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of that.
I guess so.
Should we just do a Shark Week one time? Just do
Shark Week. Are there a lot of shark horror movies?
There's enough we could probably do 2 months of them. We're doing one this week, or this season. We're doing Jaws 3D.
It's
a 3D shack. I took the glasses off. I got scared. Your mother and I left. I know I can't handle those kind of pictures.
Dude, I hate 3D movies.
Yeah, they're just a headache.
They're just horrible. I know they are a headache. Even though, like, I remember, like, I haven't been there in a while. Like, last 3D movie I went to, they actually have, like, the sunglass ones now, which are better. But I remember going there with the stupid red and blue paper ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. It just gave me a headache.
Yep, and then when they, like, started doing the sunglasses, everybody would steal them. You remember?
Why would you steal them? You can't see out of them regularly.
Yeah, you know, they popped them out. You remember at the time where people just wore those frames without lenses in them? This was like real 2010s where people just started wearing the cool black frame glasses without lenses in them.
Yeah, I guess. I don't pay attention to that. People did that?
Mark does things to frustrate me. Like,
I'm being serious.
Oh, you just don't know. No, like, you just weren't alive 10 years ago? You weren't alive 15 years ago?
I was, but I don't remember.
You've never seen people in black frame glasses with that lens in them? No. You remember when the black frame lenses or glasses came back?
No, I don't.
All right.
I do not. I remember people with black frame glasses with lenses in them. Yes.
People brought these back. And they were annoying because everybody acted like they needed glasses.
I just don't pay attention to people. Or the world, for that matter, I guess.
I'm jealous.
I live under a fucking rock.
I'm jealous.
Like, people ask me all the time, you know what this is? What's that?
What is this thing? What's this?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's happening. No,
really,
but it was...
I'm oblivious, but F this. All right, let's pause. Bring the guys in here. We'll find out more things about this movie. Welcome to the What Do You Know? Here, this is the segment here where we're here to tell you something that you may or may not know about this movie. This is a good time. Now, if this is your first time here and your cherry ain't been popped, I'm going to tell you what's going on here. We're going to tell you some more things we know about this movie. Now, you may know what we know, you may not know what we know, but if you know what we know, you're going to have a we-know-gasm. If you don't know what we know, we're about to find out what we know, and then you're going to have a we-know-gasm too. I have my eyes closed because you almost made me laugh. Fuck you. Now... I'm going to start off this segment here and tell you something I may or may not know about this movie, Halloween War, 1998. It's a quick one. Mm-hmm. It's a quickie. This is the shortest movie in the Halloween franchise.
Whoa.
At 86 minutes. The shortest
one. The fastest time.
Yeah, thank God for that. Yes. Should have been shorter if you're asking me, but that's just my opinion.
Me too.
That's all I know. What do you got?
I got a couple things here. Now, we can't... This is kind of an obvious fact, and I feel like most people know this, but, you know, it just feels like it should be lumped into this category of what do you know. Obviously, Jamie Lee Curtis's mother, Janet Lee, was in Psycho, a revolutionary horror movie that changed the genre. Her daughter did the same thing, and Halloween, obviously. So it was nice that in this movie that they had her in here. And, you know, it's one of those things. I'm trying to remember what her character's name was, what her mom's name was. But she was like a fucking secretary, right? She was the secretary lady.
That's all you need to know.
Marion, maybe. I forget what the fuck her name was. Now, throughout this whole role, there's some fun parts. A, she tells them, you know, she says everybody's entitled to, you know, to a good scare. You know, obviously a callback to Sheriff Brackett from the first one. But, you know, when Jamie Lee Curtis is walking into her office and she wants to make out with her boyfriend and do the shit, her secretary's making her mad. Like, oh, by the way, so-and-so called and the showers are clogged. She was obviously a little callback to Psycho there. Nice little callback there. And then as you look, you know, she's got the car. She's got the vehicle, you know, from Psycho. That was the original car. You know, that she went into.
Fantastic.
So, look here.
That was a good one.
There's something else that's kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
There's something else that's kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
In the movie Halloween 1978, the original, there was a part when Laurie Strode was babysitting the kids, and then the Michael Myers, he gets in there, he's chopping up the door, he's getting in there, he's scaring them all up there, screaming their little heads off. And then she tells the kids, go up the street and run to the McKenzie's. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. Uh-huh. Right? Nice little... Well, later on, in 1996's Scream and Scream, when Casey Becker, at the beginning, played by Drew Barrymore, she gets all cut up. You remember? You know, she's, you know, doing a phone call thing. She gets cut up and hung from the tree. She's getting dragged, trying to whisper in the phone. Well, a mom and a dad come home, and they say, go up the street to the McKenzie's, call the police, just like they said in the original Halloween. Well, the Halloween franchise got hip to that. They said, you give us a little, we'll finish you off right here, right on our faces. That's what they did. So in this particular movie, when they have the scene where Jamie Lee Curtis gets to him and says, go up the street and call the Beckers. They use Casey Becker's last name.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a triple reach around. That's all kinds of stuff.
I never had one of those, but I want one of those. That'd be great.
Yeah, that just seems crazy.
I know.
I don't even know how you do that.
There's enough to go around, though, for sure.
That's a lot of hands.
That's a lot of calluses.
Your hands better not be empty. Everybody's got a job.
Wow, that's an interesting fact. That's my mind is blown. That's great. That's fantastic.
It's good stuff.
That's awesome.
It's good stuff.
Know any other ones?
I think that's enough.
Well, I don't know any ones either because you only gave me one fact. So we're done here. Goodbye. We'll see you next time.
Mark.
Yeah.
What if it was like more of like a spiced up name? You know, like a club name, like Halloween Aqua. Then that, you know, then that sound like a, you know, Halloween liquid. I don't know. I don't know.
It's not
Halloween.
It's Halloween liquid now. It's not Halloween water anymore. It's officially changed to Halloween liquid. What the fuck?
Halloween liquid. That sounds like an awesome like liquor.
You know,
y'all got.
That's gonna. Somebody's gonna fucking make a drink. Give me some of that Halloween liquid.
Put it in my cup, Halloween liquid.
I'll tell you one thing, though. This is a message to all the broads out there, all right? You could take a lesson from this movie. Now, there's a scene where Laurie Strode and the psychiatric guy or whatever the fuck, counselor guy.
Psychiatrist?
Yeah, they go to have an evening with each other, right?
Yeah, his name's Will.
Whatever, Will, and then
real cucky dude, Cuckasaurus Rex over here, Cucky Fenster. He wasn't cool. Sorry, he just wasn't cool.
Can I continue, please?
Yeah, but I'm glad he died.
Everybody's glad he died. Nobody likes that guy. But anyway, they're having a nice evening together. All right, Laurie Strode's on top of him. They're making out. They're about to, you know. Do the business, right? Now, one thing you never fucking do, ladies, one thing you never fucking do is confess your deepest, darkest secret right when you're about to have sex.
Yeah, don't.
She confesses, like, I'm not who you think I am. Why are you bringing this up right now?
This is
dinner talk.
Yeah.
This is fucking, you know what I mean? You don't do this now. Mm-hmm. Ruin the moment.
Yeah.
Don't confess your deepest, darkest secrets when the man's got a chubby going on. Don't fucking do that. Yeah. You gotta take it seriously. Who does that? The rudeness.
Yeah, do it post-sex.
The rudeness of this lady.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous.
She didn't get it.
That pissed me off.
Well, she didn't get it. That's why she's single now.
Yeah.
In the next movie, she has to live in a crazy people house, you know.
She should be.
And then she died, by the way. Oh, but we're going to bring her back. You fucking dick. So how pretentious is that? Like, if you die, like, oh, yeah, Carl Weathers is actually coming back to this Rocky. He didn't die. You're like, no, Apollo Creed died. Like, I watched it. You're like, mm-mm. This one picks up after the second one because you remember this. The third and fourth didn't count. You're like, why? Like, that's... It wouldn't offend me as much if this movie in particular didn't exist. And I'm not saying it to like bring up the tangent. I'm saying it to necessarily just, it really ties into this movie in particular, because this was a large, it hasn't aged well, but I will say I was a larger fan of this movie when it came out. But it was a big part of the franchise. This was a really big deal. This was a big movie. Obviously the number one horror movie at the box office for 1998. It was a large film. A lot of people saw this.
It's a cast. The more I've seen it, like, I'm not going to bash it and say it's a horrible movie, because it really isn't. But this seemed like a cash grab.
Yes. Yes, it did. It seemed like
being
a,
completely honest.
It seemed like a Halloween dipped in Scream.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not. It's just, you know. It's, I like it.
And I'm serious. I stick to that point. I stick to that standpoint.
Now, I'm not gonna get wrong, I'll still watch the motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
But you know, if somebody says, hey, you want to watch a Halloween movie, this is not going to be the first one I'm going to go to.
Yeah,
you know, that's just honestly, and I think a lot of other people feel that way. Some people not, I don't know, but I'm just, you know, speaking honestly here, because I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen quite a few now, multiple times because of this podcast. And this one, I'm like, what the fuck.
I sometimes forget about that. Like, I'm like, just the complexity of like how many times I've seen certain movies, and then you're just like, yeah, I didn't see the fifth one. And I'm like, that's, it makes what I do a lot more interesting, because it's like, I really am interested to see how somebody perceives it, because you're watching these movies now and you're not necessarily somebody that's going to pander and lie to me. And I think it's fun that certain movies you get it, even like, not that you wouldn't get it, but that someone can get it after all these years. And then there's just some where it's, I kind of agree with you. You'll see it for the first time, and you'll say a sentiment. I'm like, yeah, dude, I didn't think that way, but I agree with you completely. I feel the same way about your cash grab sentiment, even though you had seen this before. But I agree. Not a bad installment, but you can't deny what things were for people. As I said last week, Nightmare on Elm Street almost has this circle around it, like an enchanted circle that you can't break. You can't break this circle because there's no Robert Englund, and if you just step out and make one without Robert Englund, it's just not going to work. I mean, you can make it, but everybody's going to trash it. I'm like, why do that? Like, why, like, do that to the franchise? But Jason and Michael, they can essentially keep going. It's like fucking Spider-Man, dude. Like, it doesn't matter who's behind that thing. As long as the premise is okay. Now, you start getting goofy and bringing back old characters and making things weird, it's going to die down. And when these movies started coming out, the hype was at an all-time high. How does everybody feel about Michael Myers right now in March of 2024? You ready for a new one? I didn't think so. I hate to be like a told-a-so, but I fucking have told us so, you know. Same with the Screams. Everybody's all, you're just a hater. You don't like the new. How you feel about Scream right now, motherfuckers? How do you feel? I hate to say I told us so, but I fucking have told us so. All right, if you listen to me, you don't want to see these characters get watered down. They mean something. But something with Michael and Jason, where you could really just kind of, I mean, they've been to space. Some, you know, they've been all over. They've done all kind of crazy shit. And really, as long as you don't go too far and deviate from the formula of Michael Myers killing some horny teenagers, I mean, it's going to work. You just got to space them out. You got to grow the hype. In 8 years, if you told me, hey, then there's no Halloween movies, but in 8 years, they're like, Michael's coming back, I'd be like, oh, shit. But you tell me in fucking 9 months, already a sequel. It's like, all right, dude, it's a little, you're abusing it. You're abusing it at this point. You're not supposed to eat a party pizza every night for dinner. Like, that's not what that's for. Like, you're supposed to use that when you don't feel like going out to dinner and you're just like, this is like my little crutch thing here. That's what that's for. You don't do it every night. And that's what they did. And that's what people ate for so long, that they thought that's what gourmet food was. And it's like, no, you idiots. That's why we're doing Jam It in Your Box Office season. So you guys can look at the lineups of the movies that come out in these years. Not even just horror. Where it's like, wow. Name a year that's felt like that in a long time. And it's not just because we were younger. There's a lot of different titles. And I do think it's going to start to swing back. But a lot of people also are like, you know, they get deemed, oh, well, you're just a hater if you're just going to hate on a remake. It doesn't ruin the original. It's like, no, it doesn't. But if something has to piggyback off of something I love to be successful and it sucks, that's annoying. When we could rather have new stuff. So I don't want to go about it as a hater. I'm going at it saying you deserve better. Like, you know, it's like your significant other is hitting you. And I'm like, you could do better. And you're just like, what's it matter to you for? And you're just like, I know, but I'm saying, listen to me, guys. If we start supporting better pictures, we could get some good stuff. But I didn't mean to get long-winded there. Just with Michael Myers and Jason, you can kind of copy and repeat. Just give us something good. That's why the remake of Jason was so good. Didn't? Here he is. He's killing naked kids. And you're just like, cool. I love that. You try to get too complicated, you won't get congratulated. It's just how it works. So, I don't know. It's kind of bittersweet because I do love the... I don't want a bunch of remakes. I don't like the remake culture. I don't like that it imploded on itself. If it was just every once in a while, not a big deal. It shouldn't be the majority. It should be the minority. And then that's cool. Every few years, you're like, oh, shit, cool. They're coming out with the new Evil Dead or something. Like, that's awesome, but... They got really bad at that, dude. I mean, this year's the first year where I feel like I've looked at movie lineups and I haven't known what's going on. That's so cool. I was like, I mean, you would think that that's a bad thing to be able to look at a movie lineup and not know what one of the titles are and be excited for that. But, dude, when you're looking at, like, The Exorcist, Scream, Halloween, fucking Ghostbusters, you're like, seriously? Like, this is too much. This is too much. This is lazy. What happened to the art of making movies and taking a chance? That's like making a playing a Madden or an NBA and just making your my character rated 100, making your whole team 100. That's cheating, and it's not original, and it's also not what the game is. That's a part of the fun, in my opinion. And then that's how you also build cult classics, because some movies don't do well at the box office. But people really love them, and they watch them all the time, and they become something else. You make more than what you could have at the box office, because look at a movie like Clerks and, like, you know, movies like that. I love Clerks and Clerks too. Those did really well on DVDs. Like, not a lot of people went to see those at the movies. Some did, but not everybody. But everybody has seen those movies. It's one of those deals, and I think that has been kind of eliminated, and that frustrates me. And I want that to come back. So, I don't know. I think we can. I do say that at this point with H2O, that was a necessary remake. Because The Curse of Michael Myers, did we cover that one? The last with Donald Pleasance, the one that had Paul Rudd?
I don't know.
I'll have to look
at that. I don't remember. I don't think so.
That's bad.
But speaking of callbacks, let's call back to the wonderful 100% satisfactory guaranteed Sloppy Horror Podcast rating.
Sloppy Horror rating, baby, yeah!
Oh, yeah. Not only is this the most entertaining and educational podcast on the planet, this is the 100% guaranteed Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, developed by Christian Ramey, your very scary movie companion himself. He has developed a Sloppy Horror Podcast rating thing that we call, this is a movie rating based on a horror movie, not a movie in general. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now we're going to do this in a series of four categories. Three of the categories worth 3 points. Last category is worth 1 point for a total of...
10 points altogether.
10 points altogether. Don't 10 points altogether.
It's like it'd be a 70s song or something.
How many points?
It's 10 points altogether.
How many points?
It's 10 points altogether.
Boom, boom. That was hot.
It was.
That was fucking hot right there. Now, let's get into the first category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast rating, and that is casting.
Screaming 1.5 again to me, okay? Because you do have Jamie Lee Curtis, you got Josh Haircuts, and you got, you know, Ladies Love Cool J, and I think with the combination of them, that's some star power there. But everybody else is not great, like, in my opinion. And I'm not even going to say Josh Haircuts did a great job. I mean, he did kind of cool. Some of the scenes with his mom where he's going back and forth, there was some drama in there. I'm not going to deny his acting ability. I do like him as an actor. But between JLC, Josh Haircuts, and Ladies Love Cool J, and then the rest of them, I think it's a point and a half, to be fair.
A point and a half, you say? A point and a half is what it will be. So it's 1.5 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast Ratings. Getting to the second category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast Rating, and that is kills.
Well, let's think here. Let's run through some of these. We got Jimmy with the ice skate. Yeah, we forgot about Broseph Gordon-Levitt getting an ice skate to the face at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Then his little buddy Tony. No, Marion was the lady at the beginning that gets done. She's that lady, the neighbor. Like, I guess like Samuel Loomis's daughter. Charlie gets it with the corkscrew. Sarah gets kind of stabbed a bunch of times. She gets caught in the elevator thing. Will gets stabbed in the back, and he does that real, like, funny.
Yeah, he gets fucking ripped up.
Yep. Yep, very funny. And then the paramedic gets his head chopped off at the end. So we're dealing with 7 deaths altogether. Really not crazy of a count, and really not too wild. A lot of stabbings, a corkscrew, and a head chop off. I mean, ice skate. I don't know. What do you think here, dude? Like, because a lot of them are off screen. Ice skate's off screen. Tony's off screen. Marion's off screen, right? Like, the old lady? No, she gets her throat slit. Throat slit. Yeah, she's throat slit. So a throat slit, a corkscrew kill, 2 stabbings, and a head chop off. And an ice skate. What's on screen here? Off screen, on screen, on screen, on screen, on screen. Okay. I don't know, man.
1.5.
You feel 1.5?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
All right. There's a little variety in there.
There's a little variety. There's a good amount. It's a slasher movie.
All right.
So 1.5 there. So that's 3 out of 10 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast Rating. Let's get into the final 3-point category here in the Sloppy Horror Podcast Rating, and that is fear.
Now, this is the one that's going to fuck people up. This is the one that's going to fuck people up. Now, I will be quite honest with you. My favorite franchise, and I think the best and most cohesive franchise out of the big four, is A Nightmare on Elm Street. I think the scariest villain is Michael Myers. You put on a Michael Myers mask, people freak out. There are people that are just afraid of Michael Myers still. I don't care how big of an icon he is. If you put that mask on, you can scare people. People are still afraid of Michael Myers. For some reason, it's not like a Freddy or a Jason. I mean, people still appreciate those guys, and they love them. They're my I love Freddy, but he's your friend. Jason's almost your friend. You want him as a plush, but people are... I mean, I'm not saying some people like Michael like that, too, but it's just that one, dude, where that mask, it's the white mask. It's almost human, but it's ambiguous. There's something going on with the psychiatry of that mask that it does to people's faces, because small children... wives, sisters, girlfriends, dudes, anybody like it. People are still afraid of that mask. So I kind of want to put H2O at a 2. I'm not saying it's terrifying and it scares people off of the chain, but this movie created a lot of fear and a lot of the legend of the people of our generation of Michael Myers. Even if we go down to 1.5 again, that's fine. But my initial thought is, too, because Michael Myers freaks people out still. There are people that will be in the theater watching this like, fuck, I don't like Michael Myers. And it's just weird. It's weird to me because I like him. He's my friend. But people are still terrified of Michael Myers all these years later. They made a hell of a character. That mask, I mean, you just can't beat that. I don't care if it's the shitty one, the good one. Like, just that iteration of white face mask. Just works.
All right.
So I'm feeling 2.
All right. Go to 2. So that is 5 out of 10 so far here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast Ratings. Getting to the final 1-point category for half a point each here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast Ratings, and that is rewatchability.
The hardest category that I've contemplated literally for 48 hours. 48 hours I've contemplated this. And my initial impression was no. My initial impression is no. But I do think this is an important part of the horror lexicon. I think it's an important timestamp. Like I said, this is, you know, right after Scream, and it's just it's a Dimension Films at that. So like it's same label. This is an important part of it. It's definitely one where it started to transcend and turn to a different place. And I think if somebody wanted to know what 90s horror movies are like, this is a pretty prime example. So I would say it's rewatchable. And it's a Halloween movie, so like I would much rather watch any Halloween movie than any fucking rom-com. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'll watch the new Halloween movies before I watch a rom-com. You know, like, and I don't like them as much, but I'm going to say yeah, but it's a hard yeah. This is one of the hardest yeahs I've ever had to give.
Yeah. Yeah. Point, you know, it comes down to it. It's a Michael Myers movie. So, I mean, you know, they're always... It's hard not to put a Michael Myers movie as a non-rewatchable.
Yeah.
Because Michael Myers. That's the whole reason you're watching it. Mm-hmm. Just to see him. And he's in it. And he's killing people, so that's what you mainly want to see in Halloween movies.
Don't you agree with that? With him still being scary, though?
Yeah. He's the scariest one out of all of them. Because it's because he's the most human.
Yeah.
He's the most realistic one.
I'm not saying that other ones didn't scare more people more, whatever. Everybody's individual, but I'm just saying it's like in general. Like, you can't, like, I mean, maybe if you had, even if you had like legit foam latex, same people that did Robert Englund's makeup, if you got in Freddy Krueger gear and went to a parking lot, people be like, ah, Freddy, that's sick, let me get a picture. If you were Jason, people would be like, I love Friday 13th, let me get a picture. My sister loves that. If you were Michael Myers walking around in a parking lot, you might get shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why. Like, it just, it changes.
It does.
You
know, I mean, he's sneaky, he's scary, he's fucking silent. You know, he's fucking scary. He's a scary fucking dude.
The guy's scary.
He's a scary fucking dude. All right. That is a total of 6 out of 10 for Halloween Liquid here on the Sloppy Horror Podcast, right back up in your ass.
Halloween Liquid.
Halloween Liquid. Dun, 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 dun. Halloween Liquid.
Ah. Oh.
Drip, drip, drip. Halloween Liquid.
It's
drip,
a
drip,
tie.
Drip. Blah, blah, blah.
Between 88 and 98.
Holy shit.
But that's okay. It's
what do we do?
That's not a big deal, because we're rating as a season.
Oh, okay.
So, this is like soccer or hockey. I mean, the movies can tie. It's not a big deal, but it's going to go to the final score. Now, at our little episode where we crown a winner, we're going to add all the scores from the 80s and 90s. If you've been following up week by week, then you'll know. But me, week by week, I'm having a hard time remembering last week, so I doubt you will. So, I need the recap episode personally. Like, fuck you guys. I need it myself so I can know what I just did for the last fucking
good
month.
Good thing we got a graphic for you.
Yeah, dude, seriously. That's a big help. But we're going to add all those. And then, two, we'll hop down into the categories. You know, we'll see which decade did the best with casting, kills, fear. And then we'll also do, like, kind of maybe some personal winners who, like, you know, won, you know, best movie. Who, you know, we'll just, it'll be fun. And probably a half-hour episode.
Yeah, we'll have a little award ceremony and shit. You know, it'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll figure that shit out when we get to it.
Now, boys and girls, the one thing I will say, I'll remind you of, the fact that if you're here on YouTube, there was not an audio episode. If you are an audio intro like you're used to, our audio episodes will continue to have those. It's just the way that YouTube algorithm works. I think it's better to start the video right off. So if you guys are longing for those, if you miss my serenades to your ears, you can find those, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And if you happen to be on one of those, you know, or Google Podcasts, wherever the hell you are, seriously, guys, ratings mean the world. They're completely for free to do. If you've listened this long, I'm assuming you're a fan, and I'm not asking you to buy nothing. If you're trying to take that step, you can go over to patreon.com/sloppyhorror. For as cheap as $3 a month, you can have all kinds of bonus episodes. It's where Mark and I talk about whatever, but it's also how we keep the lights on around here, and it helps us out big time. So, you guys, this is a big help that you guys can do. You'll start to notice these clips that we've been posting all over social medias. I know it might sound redundant to these people who have already done so, but all you new listeners or people who haven't, I mean, even on Instagram, on Twitter, X, whatever the fuck you want to call it, all of these different socials, take 2 seconds out to follow us. It really, really helps us. And if you see these clips on your socials, you find one you like, share it. You know, it might go to somebody who feels just like you do, and they can see this advertisement-free show we're putting out here. I do stand by that. We are the most educational and entertaining horror podcast in the whole entire world. And we also have zero advertisements. So, that's a double whammy right there. You're not finding that, okay? And if you can find that out there, you guys send them our way, okay? Maybe we'll collaborate, because that would be probably a really good educational, entertaining episode. But until then, we're going to continue to do our damn thing week after week. And we have grown this thing the organic way. We got listeners, man, all over. You know that? We're going to give our top five cities a shout-out now, because I was looking the other day, and I wanted to do that, and we're going to give them out right now. Our top five, cities. Our top five cities.
Top five cities is...
What do you think our number one is?
Nebraska.
Well, that's not a city.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit, I'm tired.
All right, no, it might actually be more helpful for us. So we're going to locations here. All right, let's go.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
You want the last 10 episodes? No, last five.
Give me the all time.
All time?
Yeah, all time.
Well, I feel like that's diluted.
Well, then, what do you, just do whatever you want to do, damn it.
Yeah, well, just last 10 episodes, because right. This is more recent, because we got those Soho episodes in there. There's all kinds of weird ones once you go back further. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Number one city for the last 10 episodes. That city would be Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. You got upside down pizzas. I like it.
Now, I don't, because sometimes.
Very windy there.
There's area surrounding neighborhoods, but I have to say, New Jersey, we see y'all. There
New
are
Jersey.
So many cities in New Jersey listening to Sloppy Horror Podcast. Hey, we fuck with you. Thank you, New Jersey. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you guys so much. Obviously, we see our hometown, Cincinnati, here. Las Vegas, Nevada. We
Ooh,
see you guys out there.
Las Vegas.
We appreciate you.
That's sexy out there.
All our listeners in Austin, Texas. Indianapolis, San Jose, and Albuquerque. These are our top 10 cities, man.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't mention all the New Jerseys in there, but I'm just going to put that whole state up
there. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, y'all are doing your thing, and we appreciate you guys so much. And if your city isn't listened to, then start sharing this shit with your friends. I'll mention your city. All right, I'll give them your IP address, your address, where to find you, which window is unlocked. Not a big deal. Where your kids go to school. Not a big deal. Your mom's maiden name. All the info that one would need.
Your social security number.
Yeah. Yeah. All these fun things. But seriously, guys, it's a blast to do this week after week. We're moving right along the Jam It in Your Box Office season. Now, I guess we should pick which years we're doing next, huh? I don't know, dude. I kind of want to get... I don't know, dude.
Just pick one.
Three or five?
Three.
Okay, so we will be starting off next week with Jaws 3D. Okay? And that's going to be followed by Jason Goes to Hell. Okay?
Okay.
Jaws 3D. It's the number one horror movie in 1983.
Who would win in a fight between a shark and Jason?
I don't know. He lives in the water, dude. So it's kind
of
like
that's a bad. That's a bad. That's gonna be a badass battle. For real. I kind of want to see that. But anyway,
Jaws versus Jason.
I would fucking watch the shit
Bro,
out of that.
Like you couldn't put enough seats in a theater.
No way.
Jaws
somebody,
versus
dude,
Jason.
Dude, somebody give us money so I could make that movie.
Jaws versus Jason. You don't even have to describe it.
No.
Just shows Jason
there's
and Jaws
no,
in the water.
There's no description. There's that's the description.
Jaws
Jason
coming
fights
at him
Jaws.
With his mouth open and Jason with the machete. And then
oh, dude, slow-mo, bubbles. Yeah, fuck yeah. All right. Well, yeah, sit on that, and then we'll see you next week. We love you. Goodbye.